More than 52,000 unaccompanied children are among the illegal migrants detained since October while crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. President Barack Obama has called it a humanitarian crisis. Tuesday, protesters angry with the influx of immigrants blocked three busloads of detainees, including families and children, en route to a Border Patrol processing center in Southern California. Thursday in Los Angeles, Latin American immigrants urged Mexico and the United States to safeguard the rights of families and children. They met outside the Mexican consulate in Los Angeles to make a request, says Salvadoran American activist Isabel Cardenas.
Please, both governments, the United States and the Mexican government, to make sure that these children are protected.
Two undocumented immigrants, over 18 and classified as adults, met this week with reporters to describe their 3 months in custody at a privately run detention center in San Diego. 21-year-old Yordi Cancino graduated from high school in the United States. He says immigration officers urged him to sign papers submitting to deportation.
Because I even told the officer, hey, let me read that paper. I'm not going to sign something that I don't really know what it's about. And she's like, oh, no, sign this paper. Your process is going to be fast and everything will be perfectly fine. I say, if you're not letting me read in reality what I'm signing, I'm not going to sign it.
Activists from the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, like Xiomara Corpeño, say they wonder who will protect the rights of children now in custody.
If adults are being yelled at and insulted on a daily basis, that just is par for the course about how they're going to treat young people.
U.S. officials say they are doing their best to ensure proper treatment for the young people and families awaiting asylum hearings. Most of the young migrants come from Central America and may be placed with relatives in the United States temporarily, but many are likely eventually to be deported. President Obama is asking Congress for $2 billion to deal with the crisis, and he says comprehensive reform of the immigration system is the only long-term solution. House Republican leader John Boehner says that will not happen this year, and says Republicans want more security on the border. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.